I got a military age male on a cell phone watching the convoy, over.
If you think he's reporting troop movement, you have a green light. Your call, over.
Maybe he's just calling his old lady.
Hold on, I got a woman and a kid 200 yards out moving towards the convoy. Her arms aren't swinging, she's carrying something. Yeah, she's got a grenade. She's got an RKG Russian grenade. She's saying to the kid.
You say a woman and a kid?
You got eyes on this? Can you confirm?
Negative. Your call.
They fry you if you're wrong.
Hi, everyone. It's Bina 007 with another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review today of the amazingly controversial film American Sniper, which is a biopic of a man called Chris Kyle, who was apparently the most deadly sniper in US military history and served many tours of combat in Iraq. It stars Bradley Cooper, and indeed was produced by him, and is directed by Clint Eastwood. Now, this movie has inspired criticism that I find quite amazing in its vitriol. In particular, I was reading on the HuffPost today that Matt Taibbi, an author that I admire very greatly, who writes for Rolling Stone, said that the movie was almost too dumb to criticize. People have argued that it's jingoistic, that it's simplistic, naive, glorifies warmongering. I don't want to speak for them, but I suspect that when people like Matt Taibbi get angry at American Sniper, I think what they're really angry about is the Iraqi war. And I kind of sympathize with that. I don't think my country should have gone to war with Iraq after 9/11. But that has nothing to do with American Sniper. I don't think this film is pro-war propaganda, and I don't think it's mindlessly racist. I don't know if the real Chris Kyle was any of these things. I haven't read his book. I don't care. What I care about when I'm reviewing a film is what I see on screen and how I react to that experience. And what I saw in American Sniper was a beautifully made, superbly acted film that had the courage to show the flaws and delusions of a simple patriot and the grave toll that war takes on everybody involved in it. Not just the Iraqis, not just the US soldiers, but the families left at home. I think it's an exceptionally intelligent and sensitive film. And I just wish that people could just watch it on its own terms. And I'm really pleased I didn't really know what all the controversy was before I sat down to watch it, because I think that might have coloured my decision to even go. But please do, because this film, it left me dazed. When the lights went up, I was so immersed in that story and so affected by it, it really stuck with me all evening. So the movie opens in Iraq in the Second Gulf War, and Chris Kyle, Bradley Cooper, is a Navy SEAL, and his job is to sit high on top of buildings in an urban situation and take a cover position and shoot any insurgents who are going to attack the Marines as they go house to house. And he's such a good shot that he becomes like a legend. People refer to him as the legend, that he has all these kills. And he makes the men feel invincible, and he's inspiring. I guess I can see why people might take offense, because he's very, superficially at least, unrepentant about killing those people. He says very publicly many times that he doesn't regret the people he's killed. In fact, he wishes he'd killed more, because that would have protected his men more. I don't think because Chris feels that way that the movie feels that way necessarily. I think Clint Eastwood is just showing us how a normal American kid can grow up to have that kind of an attitude, and also the reality behind it, which is that, you know, this is a kid who we're shown as sort of literally taking the Bible and putting it in his pocket and just taking it on faith. He takes his patriotism on faith. He never questions whether America is the best country in the world or whether anyone else might not quite see it that way. And of course, there's nothing wrong with patriotism, but his patriotism is so unthinking. And there are characters, serving military people all through the film, who question that. complete to psychiatrist back home, you say, who question his lack of remorse and who he's killed. But like I said, it's a superficial lack of remorse. Actually, when you look at him, he comes across as single-minded, but it's and the single-mindedness is almost admirable because it's just so absolute that it's incredible, literally. And of course it is incredible. You cannot believe it because increasingly one suspects, neither does he. You know, the shots do become harder to take. Near the end of the film, there's a scene where a young kid picks up a rocket launcher and Chris's duty is clear. He's got to kill this kid. He's going to throw this rocket launcher, fire it at his friends who are serving. But he's begging for that kid not to do so. And you can tell he's just morally absolutely shaken to the core by it. He's not impervious to the moral implications of what he's doing, even if he says he is. And I think that the critics of this film need to look through the superficial surfaces of the film to what's happening underneath. Because Clint Eastwood is showing us a great soldier, but also a man who's a shell of a man. The psychological toll, that he's broken, vulnerable, he's struggling to connect with his family. He's struggling to find meaning for his life. You know, he sits in a garage and, you know, this young kid comes up and thanks him for saving his life. And, you know, you see that his leg's been shot off in the war. And Chris looks embarrassed. He looks uncertain. And you can just see this kind of, what was this for? What are we doing here? And he does kind of try to get some kind of meaning back in his life by hanging out with the vets and those who've been physically maimed, you know, are helping him as much as he is helping them. That what I took from American Sniper is not some rah-rah propaganda jingoism, Americans great, you know, screw the Arabs, let's go and shoot everyone. That's not what I took from it. And I don't think that's what Clint Eastwood wants us to take from it. I think he's saying, look at where earnest good intentions can take you. You as a man and you as a country. And look at what it does to you. Look at how it brutalizes you. Look at the harsh price of defending your freedom, if that's indeed what you were doing. And look at what it's done to your boys. And look at how a young kid, a young sweet kid, can become a killing machine. And look at the hero's death he gets and the people who stand on the streets waving flags. And ask yourself, is he a hero or is he in fact a victim? Is he misguided? It's a very provocative film. I can see why it has provoked strong reaction. But I think it's not unaware of what it's doing. And to call it stupid or simple, I think, is to really, really underestimate and patronize it in a way. And I want to just say that the reason why I had this very strong reaction to what I took to be very subtle messages coming out of that film is because I think that Bradley Cooper gives the performance of his life. I think he both portrays the single-minded, naive, almost bloody-mindedness of Chris Kyle, but he also gives us the broken, vulnerable, embarrassed man. And it's an amazing performance. It really is. I can't empathize with his views or his motivations, but I did come out of this film with a kind of admiration of his desire to be the protector and pitying what I suspect was an aching suspicion that maybe this was a lust for glory or just something that went wrong somehow. And one last thing, this movie has not only has it been criticized for its politics, but also for its production design. So there's one scene where Chris is with his wife and a newborn baby, which is apparently and evidently a fake, like a model baby rather than a real baby that they've used. I have to say, I did notice it was fake, but it didn't bring me out of the film at all. I want to say that I think Clint Eastwood has done a tremendous job here directing this film. It's his best film since Flags of Our Fathers and Letters from Iwo Jima. It's stunningly even-handed, but absolutely gritty and in-the-moment movie. And there's a final scene, a battle scene, building-to-building combat in Iraq that is so tense and, oh my goodness, the fog of war. People talk about the fog of war. This is like the sandstorm of war. As you see these troops groping through the sand, barely able to see anything, and we're with them, and the sand's whirling around, and the noise, the incessant noise, and just trying to figure out what to do. It's so immersive. And I can't think of a more fitting and complex metaphor for the West's war on Iraq. And I think it's just so perfect. It so sums up the impenetrability of the problems that come with that war, and what it's put our serving men and women through, as well as what it's put the men and women and children of Iraq through. I think that if you can't see through the superficial, very simple patriotism of this movie to that complexity, then there is a very deliberate and epic closing of one's mind to what I think is actually a great piece of cinema. I think this is one of the great films of 2015, one of the great war movies, and really one of the great personal performances. You know, I have been a champion of films like Whiplash and Birdman, and the actors who I think should be awarded for those performances, Steve Carell and Foxcatcher. But I think Bradley Cooper deserves the Best Actor Oscar. I think this is a amazing performance. And I strongly encourage you to check this film out. I know it's been controversial. You may well disagree with my take. If so, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at beena007.com. Thank you for listening.